Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
We'll get to Clay Travis in a moment, coming up a little bit later on. Until then, we'll bounce around with some other sports headlines for you. Storm Restoration Roofing, by the way, can do you solid. You know, I was thinking when I was running yesterday, I was thinking to myself, walking.
Wait, let's stop.
I don't believe this one.
Walking and occasionally jogging. Of things that, because I replied to a text from somebody and I went, cool beans. And I was like, things I used to say in the 90s that nobody says anymore.
Cool beans.
I don't know if I've ever said cool
beans. Really cool beans. I think it was a 90s thing. Another one, do you a solid. Greg Nelson will do you a solid by getting up on your roof and giving you a free no-cost roof inspection. That's what Greg looks like walking out with a TNR hat on at a big music festival. And then that's him working with the big black beauty, that big pickup truck down there. He owns Storm Restoration Roofing, 205-542-3531, 205-542-3531. You can look him up on Facebook, Greg from Pell City. A locally owned, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Insurance companies trust him. That helps you so, so much. And I'll tell you this. Here's what you're going to love about him. He will be so honest with you. So many people that have used him from our show will tell you that they thought they needed a new roof. He comes out and gives him that no-cost roof inspection and says, yeah, I think you have about 3 more years on this roof. We'll look about it. Look at it again in another year or two and see where we are. That's the kind of guy he is. He replaces roofs, storm damage, and also gives you that free no-cost roof inspection, Storm Restoration Roofing, or Greg from Pell City on Facebook. All right, portal news is going on. One of the biggest things happening, I mean, we trash Deion for the people that left. He's brought in a couple of good people, and another one yesterday, Ohio State running back Dallin Hayden to Colorado. Never really was able to be the main guy for Ohio State, but when he carried the ball, he was good. Yeah, he's off to Colorado.
But he is odd man out, though, with those two running backs they've got right now.
Well, I saw that video of running back number two.
Yeah, running back number two at Colorado. Somebody sent us that, a friend of the show, the backup basically getting number two carries. This guy could get some playing time quick, and he was not going to get it at Ohio State. I mean, I think all you got to do is look at that RB room and see that your touches are going to go downhill, right?
Right.
With those two guys.
Yeah, obviously. But
like, I don't even know who's going to lead Ohio State in rushing. Who would you put your money on?
I would, if Travion Henderson is healthy, I would go Travion.
Over Judkins.
Yeah.
Because you got to think Ryan Day has a little... I mean, I recruited
loyalty?
This guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Judkins is awful good, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, neither's going to surprise me.
Hayden is off to Colorado.
Yeah.
Little developing news, according to Patrick. Latrell Wrightsell says he's coming back.
Hang on real quick. Can I finish the thought on what you're talking about right there? Matt Zenitz just reporting. So set the story up you just said about Ohio State running back.
Ohio State running back Dallin Hayden to Colorado.
Colorado running back Savion Wilkerson has entered the transfer portal. According to Matt Zenitz, it's like Deion gets one in, one goes. One in, one goes.
Why not? Patrick is saying Wrightsell is officially back LFG.
Latrell Wrightsell has just, from his social media account, released a video, and it says, let's run it back. And it's a video of him, obviously, as an Alabama basketball player. Let's run it back.
Yeah, hey, look, man, dude. Another one of these great perimeter shooters, and had a really good year one from Cal State Fullerton under Nate Oates, and that's one of those guys that I think every Alabama fan wanted.
I mean, if you get Sears, and Scott is showing some of that on social media, if Sears comes back, and I mean, that is a heck of a backcourt. If Aiden Holloway becomes the type of player you think he can become.
Well, I mean, he doesn't even really have to become the shooter. He's already a distributor of the point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He has a skill set that he can get the ball to the guys who can shoot on the perimeter. Just usually Nate likes to have all shooters out there. So if he can develop his shot, then, you know, Scott, I mean, he's McDonald All-American. So
yeah, but, I mean, that backcourt and then Mallett out of Pepperdine. Yeah. I mean, you've got a
Young blood out of South Florida.
I mean, that is a loaded backcourt for Alabama. Yeah. Well, if Sears comes back. Now, even if Sears doesn't come back, you've still got a lot of good pieces there. But if Sears comes back, I mean, that is one heck of a backcourt Alabama's got.
Which one of you were saying there were some indications that maybe Mark was coming back yesterday afternoon? One of somebody up here was telling me it looks like
me.
Mark's
I mean,
back.
I assume he will, but
I haven't heard anything. I'd say if they can lock down that good rim protecting five, and there is speculation. I was going to address this. Somebody said in the chat room, Royal Payne. There's speculation that Nelson is just kind of waiting to see what they get at the five before making his final decision. The unsaid there would be Nelson doesn't want to play the five.
So because his future in the NBA
is not at that position.
Is not at that position.
So if you can find somebody that can play the five and you're able to work that out, that is one heck of a starting five for Alabama. And we mentioned Auburn's starting five yesterday with Broome coming back and with those two guards, with the guards they've gotten.
Cardwell's back.
I mean, those two starting fives are absolutely legit starting fives.
Yeah, could be another good, fun basketball season. Do I need to start a countdown to basketball season, too?
Well, I mean,
we've become such a basketball state now.
You can't. Yeah. Can you get the football one right?
No, you ain't getting the basketball right.
124. Yeah, but there is a first night of basketball.
124 right. Basically add 90, right?
Yeah.
Or 60 probably. Or whatever it is, yeah.
Ormer Rory, not leaving T-Town this week, says Brody. He is going to visit Alabama this weekend. Also visiting Kansas State, I believe. So we'll see
Jerome
where
Jerome Tang can coach, man. That's an underrated program. Yeah, we still have Midnight Madness when it comes to hoops?
Not as big anymore.
They quit doing it
now.
Remember how big that was in Kentucky?
Oh, I do, yeah. I remember Tubby Smith jumping out of or coming dressed as the Wildcat, I think, and taking the head off.
Well, I think Kentucky still does some kind of celebration. I just don't think it's at midnight anymore, and they do start practice. But everybody used to jump on that Midnight Madness or some kind of party, and I don't think that's a big a deal anymore. Show being brought to you by Redmond. We'll jump into a couple other things. Tell us about Redmond Vodka.
Yeah, available in 22 states right now, locally owned and operated. Charles Barkley, one of the great faces behind it. If you're at a local bar or restaurant, ask for it by name. If they don't have it, tell them to get it. It's gluten-free. It's 8 times distilled. Available at your local package store, including Beverage Place, Pink Package. Pick up a bottle today of Redmond Vodka.
Can I just address this real quick? Jay Alshby says, why do we think Nelson's good enough to be in the NBA, but Sears is not? Sears is good enough to be in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
That's not his issue.
It's all size.
Yeah, Sears not tall enough to be in the NBA.
Yeah, and maybe he is.
Maybe he is, but if he's not in the NBA, it's because
he's not tall enough. There's a stigma of guys that are 6 feet or shorter in the NBA.
That's right.
But he definitely has skill set.
Yeah. Clay Travis is the founder of Outkick, Fox Sports as well, and you can follow him on Twitter, at Clay Travis. What is up, Clay? How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Doing fantastic. Thanks a lot. It is NFL draft week. I don't know that it feels the same around here. There were years where Alabama, you know, they were going to have 4 guys go in the top 10, it felt like, or whatever. Is this a week that still fires you up as a Titans fan? Do you still get fired up for draft week?
I mean, I'm excited because the Titans have the 7th pick, but I don't know that it matters who the Titans take at the 7th pick because I'm not convinced Will Levis is ever going to be any good.
That is what's frustrating, Clay. What do you do? Like, you're not going to take a quarterback, and you know Will Levis isn't the answer. I mean, that has got to be super frustrating if you're a Titans fan.
Well, it's just like you basically are killing time for 2 or 3 years until you go get another quarterback, right? So I think probably we'll see whether Malik Nabers is on the board or not. I think that might be an interesting decision. Otherwise, I think it'll be Joe Alt. So I think the answer is you go ahead and take what you hope is a linchpin for the next 7 or 8 years on the left side of your offensive line. And even if you're not sure who he's going to be blocking for in the years ahead, which I think is likely to be the case, right? Because I, again, am not sold on Will Levis. Then I think you go ahead and at least go get an elite left tackle, with the idea being that he'll be a good blocker for whomever the quarterback is in the years ahead.
Quarterback is such a crapshoot. After Zach Wilson got traded to the Broncos yesterday, I think of the 4 or 5 quarterbacks taken in the first round in 2021, only Trevor Lawrence is with his original team. With that said, there are people making an argument there are 4 franchise-like quarterbacks in this draft. Do you think there is one or two can't miss guys?
So, look, what I saw from Jaden Daniels and from Caleb Williams at times was transcendent, I thought. And I'm a little bit concerned about Jaden Daniels' size. Can he take hits in the NFL where you know you're going to get popped a lot? He's still a very skinny guy. And I'm a little bit concerned about Caleb Williams and the maturity issues. Drake May showed flashes. J.J. McCarthy, to me, I know they won a national championship, but he feels more like a Will Levis type who can make every throw, but didn't do it necessarily on a consistent basis. So I would say I'm more confident in Caleb Williams and in Jaden Daniels than in anybody else. I am intrigued to see Michael Penix and Bo Nix, because now there's talk that there could be six first-round quarterbacks, and that would obviously be a crazy number. But what I think it's representative of is what we were just talking about with the Titans. If you don't have a top-10 quarterback, then there's really no hope for your franchise, and it doesn't matter how well you do at other positions. And it kind of sucks, honestly. If you don't have one of those quarterbacks, as I know Ryan Brown still fondly remembers the Dan Marino days, we'll see whether Tua still ends up being the guy. I know he's going to get paid a lot of money, but I think the verdict is still out. But in particular in the AFC, I mean, you know, these guys are also young. Patrick Mahomes is still, I think, only like 26, whatever the heck he is. And then you toss in Joe Burrow. We'll see how long the staying power is for Lamar Jackson, but Josh Allen, you know, Justin Herbert. I mean, the number of guys you have to beat in the AFC that are just incredibly elite at the quarterback position is brutal. And if you were asking me right now, I don't think the Titans will. Again, I would love to be wrong about Will Levis. I don't think I am. I don't think the Titans will contend for the AFC title for a decade or more based on the way things look right now.
Yeah, isn't it crazy what happened to that 2021 quarterback draft? Because I think we thought all of them were really good, and now the only guy, with Zach Wilson being traded to Denver, the only guy still left in his place is Trevor down at Jacksonville. All those guys that were drafted in the first round are at different teams now, and some of them are looking like flops. These quarterbacks.
And is the jury still out on Trevor Lawrence, you think?
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's the other thing. I mean, you would rather have C.J. Stroud by far than you would Trevor Lawrence right now, and we don't know about Anthony Richardson, who got knocked out, I think, in week 6 or 7 last year, if I remember correctly, and basically is still a rookie coming back for his second season. But, yeah, that's the other thing that's kind of a tough spot to be in if you're a Titans fan, is you've got – you know, four quarterbacks right now, all of whom are 25 or younger. And I think, honestly, maybe you would put Anthony Richardson in last place right now. There's just not a lot of data for him. But you know, again, I'm just not very optimistic on Will Levis' long range.
You know, Clay Travis is with us, founder of Outkick, Fox Sports. You could make the argument, I don't know how you guys would feel about this, it is the most important position in any sport, NFL quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I don't even think that's a close.
Yeah,
it's not even close.
Yeah. Some people used to say starting pitcher in Major League Baseball, but I'm beyond that.
You got
that
five now. Of those.
Yeah, you get five of those. It's quarterback in NFL. Yet, nobody, Clay, has ever found an efficient way of evaluating these guys.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Yeah. When you consider the amount of money that's at stake, the drafting of quarterbacks is still basically a crapshoot. You know, the thing is, if you get it right, the one positive is you've got a guy for 10 or 15 years, which is relatively rare. But the problem is you miss a lot. And, you know, I feel like for the Titans, they got a little bit lucky with the reclamation project of Ryan Tannehill. But if you look since Steve McNair, they've swung and missed with Vince Young, and some of these have been bigger misses than others, right? I mean, you can still have not been an unmitigated disaster. I mean, Vince Young played in a playoff game, but swung and missed with Vince Young, swung and missed with Jake Locker, swung and missed with Marcus Mariota, and I'm afraid are going to swing and miss with Will Levis. And all three of those first guys, I think Levis ended up, what, the first pick of the second round or the second pick of the second round, something like that. So he's effectively a first rounder, but Vince Young, I believe, went 3 overall. He was the first quarterback taken that year. Jake Locker, I think, went, and I know it was a top 10 pick. I think he went, I know Cam went number 1 that year, if I remember correctly. And Jake Locker ended up behind, who's the guy from Missouri that played
Blaine
forever,
Gabbert?
But never. Yeah, Blaine Gabbert, I think, went above Jake Locker, too. But then you look at Mariota went 2 to Jameis Winston. So, in other words, there's 3 top 10 picks in the last, 15 years that the Titans have swung and missed on at quarterback. And unfortunately, I feel like Will Levis is going to end up the 4th.
Andy brings up what I was about to bring up to you. That's why I love what the 49ers have done. They have just surrounded what appears to be an average quarterback or a manager of quarterback with just elite talent.
They got the luckiest break of all time. The guy that was drafted dead last ends up actually being a quarterback.
By the way, before you get to your point, Clay, they still haven't won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But well, they've been damn good.
Yeah. They also swung and missed on Trey Lance.
No doubt.
So they actually wasted whatever. Why didn't they take him the first quarter?
No, wait a minute. They swung and missed on Garoppolo, too. I mean,
Trey Lance was part of that 2021 draft.
Right. But back to back quarterbacks they missed on, and the one they hit on is the luckiest pick of all time. I mean, nobody thought that guy was going to be any good.
Yeah, and I think also that's a credit. I mean, I know he gets a lot of criticism because he hasn't won a Super Bowl, but I do think Kyle Shanahan is one of the 4 or 5 best, play calling offensive and head coaches in the NFL. So I do think even if you look, I mean, he won a lot of games with Garoppolo. I mean, Garoppolo started a Super Bowl for him. So yes, they swung and missed completely on Trey Lance, but I think that's a sign of how well they've done elsewhere. And here's a crazy stat for you, since you guys are talking draft. Look this up. I think this is the first time the Rams have drafted in the first round in 7 years.
Yeah, since 2016, Jared Goff, absolutely.
Yeah, it'd be great when they take Bo Nix.
No,
Les Snead takes Bo Nix.
Because they won a Super Bowl, and they haven't even drafted in the first round.
Think about this, Clay. In those 7 years, Sean McVay has taken them to the postseason 5 times, 2 Super Bowls, 1 championship.
That's why the first round's so overrated.
I mean,
they've killed it. I mean, what would you give for Puka's a first round guy, right? Cooper Kupp, they obviously got in whatever it was, the third round.
Yeah, third round, Puka 5th round.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've gotten first round caliber talent. I mean, how many NFL teams right now would give up a first round pick for Puka? A lot, I think, and he's only been in the league for 1 year.
So, random question yesterday, Jack Nicholson, the legendary actor, was 87 years old. Asked the question, better career, Jack Nicholson or Jack Nicholas?
I thought you were going to ask me about Jack Nicholas. I think Jack Nicholas, right? He has the most majors of all time. I mean, Jack Nicholson is an incredible actor, but I think there are probably 4 or 5 other guys you could put in his age range that you would say, just off the top of my head, what is Nicholson, 80? What, how old did you say he was?
87.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he was that old.
Yeah.
And didn't Nicholas change the way courses were designed
not
a little bit?
Not as much as Tiger, but maybe to a certain extent, yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, not by his game, but...
Oh, his design company.
His business, design company.
He's been a successful golf businessman beyond that.
He's the one that started making more fan-friendly, player-friendly golf courses as opposed to those old 1970 raised greens, postage stamp greens. They made bigger greens. I thought Jack was one of the authors of that early on.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, too, because I was thinking that Nicholson was not as old, because I was going to say, I kind of think of Pacino and De Niro as... kind of contemporaries of his. I guess those guys are probably approaching, 80 themselves. But I think, having more majors than anybody in the history of the game, I don't think you can argue that that Jack Nicholson is the greatest actor of all time.
I mean, I don't know. 12 Academy Award nominations and 3 wins.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, look, who has more nominations? Anybody?
Oh, I don't know.
Meryl Streep.
Is that all? That's not all for...
That's all... I mean, yeah, best supporting and best actor.
So best supporting or best lead.
Yeah, so...
Meryl Streep probably has...
Yeah, Meryl Streep, if we're talking, if you want to throw actresses in there.
Yeah.
But I don't know anybody else that would have that many nominations. He's been nominated for 17 Golden Globes.
Well, I'll just tell you this. List of actors with three or more Academy Award nominations is the Wikipedia site that pops up. So that shows you how rare that is.
I will I will Dunaway, I think, is going to be arguing soon that we have to do away with the best actor and best actress category. I mean, why segregate by gender?
No. This is what your side does. For those of us that are in the middle that don't like what you guys do to our country.
Yeah. I don't know that we should be acknowledging gender in this way.
You two political parties who try to pull us apart and play ratings games with us. There's some of us that still believe in the middle ground and a compromise.
I believe men and women are equal.
Hey, speaking of actors, a guy that we haven't seen in forever because obviously in a little bit of trouble, Alec Baldwin. I saw you posted he was getting coffee. What happened?
Yeah, have you guys seen that video? You should play it. Yeah.
You think I'm this woke guy that whoever that person is behind the camera is way out of line and should go to jail.
Go to jail.
I think the idea. By the way, you guys did really good work from Talladega. There was a lot of funny videos.
Thank you. That was credit to Little T and EG and Kelsey and all the people behind the scenes. They did great.
It was very funny stuff. I am so over this whole era of see someone grab your phone and put your phone right in their face. So the video is basically somebody sees Alec Baldwin. And look, I'm no great fan of Alec Baldwin. I think he was an incredible actor, but I think he's done a lot of ridiculous things that have nothing to do with acting. But, a girl I'm assuming it's probably like a New York City area coffee house, just gets her phone and puts it right in his face and demands that he say free Palestine. And criticize Israel and just chases him around the restaurant or the coffee shop. And he's trying to open the door and allow her to leave. And it's probably a minute and a half of her just with the camera right in his face. And finally, he just like either tries to grab the camera or knock it out. She says he assaulted her. But I think this whole idea we've normalized of people just pulling their phones out and putting it right in somebody's face and demeaning them is, to me, I think it's just a sign of the descent of society in general. I mean, if you want to take a picture with somebody famous or you want to ask, like, whatever, I'm totally fine with it. But getting your camera and recording it and trying to make yourself look like the victim when somebody finally gets tired of having a camera like shoved right in their face.
The reason they do that, Clay, is because Alec is known to go off every time somebody puts a camera in his face. So she knows she's going to get a reaction.
Oh, yeah, she got what she wanted.
Yeah, but see, if I'm on the jury if I'm the judge,
Jimmy America,
it's going to flip back
Not only
do I dismiss it, I charge her and send her to jail. I'm one of those judges that would say, I don't care what the jury says. I've seen enough. 6 months in jail for that young lady. Alec, have a good day.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a big picture. I'm reading actually a really good book I think the guy's name is Jonathan Haidt, about the collapse of society, basically, with the rise of phones. And what's interesting is he said, I mean, girls in particular, teenage girls have been the biggest, mental health has collapsed, basically, with the introduction of the iPhone. Across the board. And I think it's certainly led to greater societal division. But his thesis is that, and I feel somewhat fortunate because I just turned 45, and you guys are old enough as well. Like, you're not totally foreign when it comes to the internet, but you developed in the real world before the internet existed and certainly before the iPhone existed. And Gen Z, which is basically an entirely iPhone-centric generation, they're just falling apart. And so there are all these different studies now that are making it clear that, for instance, a kid shouldn't have a phone at school. And one of the big arguments that he makes in this book, and again, the guy's name is Jonathan Haidt, Anxious Generation, I think, is the title of the book. Is that, like, this is not particularly partisan. They should take phones out of schools. Kids shouldn't be on social media until they're like 16 years old. But it's been incredibly toxic and destructive. And I think generations ahead are going to look, everybody thinks they're so smart. I think generations ahead are going to look at the iPhone and social media as the equivalent of cigarettes and smoking. And nowadays you see nobody smoking a cigarette almost, right? Like it's certainly not anybody very often who's in their 20s smokes a cigarette, but these kids are on their phones all the time. And I think there is an analogy to be drawn between cigarettes and social media and the iPhone and what it's done to mental health. Anyway,
some lawyer in town's ears just perked up thinking about a class action lawsuit.
I think that Alec Baldwin video is representative of that in general. I think The Anxious Generation is the name of the book. It's a fabulous read. I think it's the number one best-selling book in America right now by a guy named Jonathan Haidt, H-A-I-D-T. I'd encourage people to check it out.
Are you Oprah now? You got a book club on your show in the afternoon?
Yeah. I don't think the guy needs to get any endorsements from me. I mean, it's the number one book in America. I think it's going to sell a million copies of it probably.
Clay Travis.
And if all of you look under your seats right now, you've got a free copy.
Yeah. Clay, thank you for the time. Have a great week.
All right, see y'all.
All right, Clay Travis with us on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline.
Owe you an apology. Jack Nicholson is even better than I thought he was. Only Katharine Hepburn has more Academy Award wins in the actor and actresses categories than Jack Nicholson. There's a small group that have three. That includes
Daniel Day-Lewis has got three.
Jack Nicholson, Meryl Streep, Ingrid Bergman, Daniel Day-Lewis, Francis McDormand, and Walter Brennan. That's it.
You know what's crazy is I was looking at Meryl Streep. She's got 21 total nominations, 17 of which are for lead actress.
Yep.
She's won three. Yep. You know how hard that thing is to win? She's got 17 lead actress nominations.
Well, to be nominated 17 times.
Well, 21 overall, but 17 for lead. Yeah, that's insane.
She, 21 overall, is in the lead by 9 over the next closest one.
Yeah. Hasn't won one since 2011. Is the dynasty over for her?
It is. It is.
The dynasty's definitely over for Jack.
Yeah. It's just crazy that the wins are so few there. So few. Peter O'Toole never won one.
Oh, man, Peter O'Toole didn't?
Never won one.
Holy crap.
Show being brought to you today. Did you do Redmond earlier?
I did.
Okay, yep. Michelson Laser Vision.
205-969-8100. I had the 20/200 vision. I was legally blind without the aid of contacts. After I got the procedure done, took 12 minutes for both eyes. 20/15 vision better than 20/20. Call that number, 205-969-8100. Ask for Amy. Ask her about the pre-inflation pricing. Tell her the next round sent you. They're going to hook you up with a hassle-free consultation. You have zero to lose to find out if LASIK is right for you. Dr. Mark and Dr. Jen Michelson, best in the business, in my opinion. Call them today, 205-969-8100 or MichelsonLaserVision.com.
I guess the only developing story so far is Latrell Wrightsell making the announcement on his social media today. He's definitely back at Alabama. Don't know if there was any thought if he was not going to be, but he is back. And that is a good thing for Alabama fans. Bruce Feldman on the college players transitioning to the NFL draft and a lot more at the top of the hour. When we come back, a little bit more of what's going on with the portal news and a couple other big things in college football. That's on the other side right here on TNR.
Everything Next Round is on demand now in the podcast section at nextroundlive.com.
You could win a Cadillac CT5 or your share of $25,000 in free play and cash at Birmingham Racecourse Casino. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win. Play the latest, most exciting games around with fun bonuses and big jackpots. You can be a winner, too. Come win your share during the Cadillac CT5 and $25,000 giveaway at Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Drawings April 5th and 6th. Located off I-459, Exit 31, Derby Parkway.
Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Storm season is here. Make sure you have a plan of action in place right now. Greg from Pell City and Storm Restoration Roofing should be your first call when storms hit. Insurance companies love working with Storm Restoration Roofing because of Greg Nelson's name and reputation in the industry. When storms hit, call Greg Nelson. He's local. 205-542-3531. He's the home of the free no-cost roof inspection. Greg from Pell City on Facebook. 205-542-3531. It's Storm Restoration Roofing.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Green as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amherst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gem by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Urology Centers of Alabama. Compassionate and comprehensive urological care with 35 physicians, 17 locations across Alabama. Their patient-centered approach to all of your urological needs. Remember, they've got that new men's health center. It is beautiful, helping men with a wide range of sensitive male issues in a comfortable environment. You can always go online, visit urologycentersalabama.com, schedule an appointment with one of their many urologists today.
Girls.
Hey, back with you.
That ain't enough money, Jimmy.
Oh, you know, you never know that with our buddy Charles Barkley. He is he's their punching bag on that show, man.
They have such a good time with that. He takes it with such good.
He does.
And he'll give it back.
He gives it back some. I do love that show. I'll be honest. I love their show more than I do the NBA games.
I agree. That's the most entertaining part of the night is you catch the end of the playoff games, and those are good endings last night, and then watch their show.
Yeah. The show today being brought to you, before we get to Four Downs, being brought to you by our friends at Way to Wellness, your journey to healthy living. I'm in the middle of eating a protein bar right now. One for breakfast, a snack now. I'll have my own lunch later on. This one is like a 100 grand bar. 1,000. What is it? 100,000?
100 grand.
100,000 grand. It's a lot.
That is a lot.
That is a great bar, though.
Oh, it is such a good bar. And it helps you. It fills you up, man. A lot of protein kicked into this thing. And that's my favorite candy bar, too. So bang, bang. Thank you very much, Way to Wellness. You can find out what Way to Wellness can do for you by going to their website, aplanforme.com, aplanforme.com. No contracts, no sign-up fees, and your first consultation is free. Every plan is different. Check them out right now and start your weight loss journey, control your blood pressure, and so much more. It's aplanforme.com, aplanforme.com. Way to Wellness, your journey to healthy living. I'll give Forrester time to transition to the graphic you have for him, Brown, but you have a point about quarterbacks okay. in the NFL.
Now, Scott, don't pull this up yet. Don't pull it up yet. I'm going to set Scott up for this.
Brown wants a big reveal here, Scott.
Well, because I think you guys are going to be surprised at this. I was reading over the weekend two NFL guys, one of which is Jim Nagy. Jim is a friend of ours, director of the Senior Bowl, but before that worked for a number of NFL franchises, and Daniel Jeremiah. Basically, they had the same path up. Both of them were talking about everybody we've ever talked to in the NFL, everybody we've ever worked for in the NFL says all quarterbacking is what you do in the pocket in the NFL.
Right.
Like
rising, moving in the pocket.
Everything is about what you do in the pocket. Now, what you do on the run, what you do on broken plays, that's important. But to win in the NFL, you got to have a quarterback that can win in the pocket. That's where he's going to spend most of his time.
Yep.
You guys watch a lot of NFL. I think just watching it as a general fan, that's true, right?
Tom Brady, Joe Montana popped to mind.
So Louis Riddick was basically working on this theory, and he said, well, who has the best QBR of the top prospects from the pocket? These are only in-pocket passes. Who do you think's got the best in-pocket QBR?
I'm going to say...
I've got one, two, three, four, five, six... quarterback prospects.
You've got six quarterbacks, very highly rated, not in any particular order. Surprisingly, is going to be Michael Penix and J.J. McCarthy.
Michael Penix and J.J. McCarthy, surprisingly, by Dunaway. Who do you think best in the pocket? QBR.
I actually think it's Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams is Lance's guess. Scotty, show them the stats. Bo Nix, the Oregon quarterback, a 93.1 QBR in the pocket. Jaden Daniels, 90 QBR. Michael Penix Jr., 85.5. J.J. McCarthy, fast riser, 83.7. Caleb Williams, 75.2. And Drake May is the worst of the top prospects at 68.8 QBR from the pocket.
You guys know how I feel about Drake
May. I do.
You
think he's going to be a bad bust.
He's my he's my Kenny Pickett of this draft. I I'm a big Bo Nix fan, right? Nobody has supported Bo since he left Pensacola Valley more than me.
Because you wanted to be right on the Heisman
that
thing.
That is a little bit of a system to me.
I don't disagree
that
with
he's
you.
In the pocket shorter than the other guys. Shorter than he's going to be in the NFL.
I think Jaden Daniels is going to be the best quarterback.
You've said that all along. You like him even better than Caleb Williams.
I do.
Does that worry you, though, that number about Caleb Williams? Yeah. I mean, that is a worrisome number, isn't it? Yeah. That is way off. Yeah, I mean,
is offensive line.
Caleb,
I got to get out of the pocket if I got a crappy offensive line.
Yep. But that number is way, way off from Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels and Michael Penix.
Yeah, but I would say on the flip side, not that I know more than Jim Nagy and Daniel Jeremiah and Lewis Riddick.
Yes, any of those three.
Lewis Riddick. I do think that throwing off platform is becoming more and more important in the NFL as time goes on, right? Being out of the pocket and not having the ability to plant and throw downfield, to be able to throw on the run.
But your ability to be able to get out of pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, just to keep the play alive and have pocket awareness.
Listen, it's like rolling the freaking dice when it comes to quarterbacks. We went through what went on in 2021. We're not giving it away because Taylor is going to send this out. She's working on a graphic in social media, not by who we think the Chicago Bears should take, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have picked our five. I went about it as the five players I think are the best players in the draft and that I think will be really good in the NFL. And, you know, they can tell you how they did theirs, but that'll come out at some point on all of our social media platforms at Next Round Live, at Next Round Live. Make sure you like and subscribe. And if you're watching us right now and you hadn't subscribed on YouTube or followed us on Facebook or on Twitter or Instagram, go ahead and do that right now. Let's pause 5 seconds to allow you to do that and allow stations to identify themselves and give us a thumbs up. We appreciate you so much. That helps us tremendously. Four Downs Every Day brought to you by the great folks at Slice Pizza. We had some folks in town from out of town yesterday, and we said, if you're going to lunch right now, just down the road from here, one of the great five locations of Slice.
And Andrew, one of those, Andrew and Jonathan in studio with us. Andrew actually brought his wife in town a couple of months ago and thanked us for recommending Slice. Five locations, the original in Lakeview, Vestavia, Montevallo, Crestline Park, now Edgewood, right there on the corner of Oxmoor and Broadway. Get in, get a slice and a salad. Just the best specialty pizzas out there, from the Soul Pie, the Bajaya Special, Wing and a Prayer. You're going to absolutely love them. Five locations. For more information, slicebirmingham.com.
First down.
More wins this year. Zach Wilson with the Broncos or Russell Wilson with the Steelers?
I'm going to go Russell Wilson with the Steelers. There's a little kid named Jarrett Stidham that's out in Denver that I'm not sure he doesn't beat out Zach Wilson. I know Zach Wilson has started like 33 games in his career, and Jarrett's only started 12.
I have no idea which one's better.
11 and 21 is a starting quarterback, by the way.
But
Zach Wilson's a better quarterback.
In the system, there's a reason Jarrett Stidham's hanging around with Sean Payton. But I'm still not sure the Broncos don't go get a quarterback. I'm not sure they don't a way to trade up or do something.
They had to split, $5.5 million, and they gave up a seventh rounder, but they don't have a lot invested. If they've got a guy sitting at...
They hit 12, Lance.
Yeah. If they've got a guy sitting at 12. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people thought it was Bo next, but if you get... I mean, Zach's kind of the same player as Bo, just not with as much experience.
I thought that as well when I saw that happen. Michael Penix now is being talked about maybe in the top eight to like the Atlanta Falcons. But for some reason, he slips down to 9 or 10.
I think Penix and Jaden Daniels are those two quarterbacks that I think are going to work out in this draft. Zach Wilson, I think he's going to be the starting quarterback at Denver. I think Denver's going to be a little bit better than they were last year. The thing with Russell Wilson, if he struggles at all, why would you not play Fields?
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the perfect insurance policy there, right?
Yeah, I mean, Fields is, I mean, yeah. At least a lot of people believe the future for Pittsburgh. So that's my only hesitation with Russell. Pittsburgh, better organization, but I'm going to go Zach Wilson here.
Second down.
Andrew Jones, 47 years old today.
How remember, is this guy not in the Hall of Fame?
Remember when he was a 19-year-old or playing the World Series?
Yeah. I do. I've got a vivid memory of Andrew Jones that is very, very, very personal.
When he rips that home run at Yankee Stadium yeah. in the World Series at 19, you just think to yourself, sit back and enjoy this.
One year, when the late Ben Cook was still alive, for those who don't know who Ben is, he used to be the co-host with our buddy Herb Winches. And I was, that was my first job at WJOX. I was producer of that show, Herb and Ben, legendary sports show for years. And Ben asked me, he was going to go cover a Braves game. He said, I'll get you a media credential and introduce you to all the Braves people. Would you like to go? And I was like, yeah, you know, that'd be cool. So one Saturday, Ben and I loaded up and went to a Braves game. He showed me the, you know, the ropes, the press box, took me down to the clubhouse and all that. Andrew Jones was in a heated cell phone conversation, no English whatsoever, in the clubhouse, just yelling at somebody on the cell phone. I can't understand anything he said, so I got no idea what he was yelling about or who he was talking to. I will just never forget that about Andrew Jones, just yelling at his cell phone in Spanish. Couldn't understand a word. He was pissed, though.
Yeah, I remember seeing Andrew out back in the old Buckhead days when Buckhead was a big thing, and he's not as big as you would think.
Really?
Was there a club that I used to go to over there called the Ivy?
Yeah, I've been to the Ivy. That's in...
No, that's still going on. Oh, it's in Buckhead.
It's in Buckhead.
Different side of Buckhead.
Yeah, I was going to... I can't say it right now.
That was the only Buckhead place I went.
Yeah, I've been to Ivy.
No, but I mean, did you never go to Buckhead when they had like Lulu's and everything was all together?
I never went
to
Lulu's.
It was like... It was Broadway. Or no, it was Bourbon Street back in the day.
No, I never did. I never did.
Wow.
I always thought it was fragmented every time I went there. So I always
it
went
was
Midtown.
Bar after bar after bar.
Yeah, once Midtown happened, I started going to Midtown.
I haven't even asked my question.
Yeah, what is the question about Andrew?
So Andrew Jones, 47. Better career, Andrew Jones or James Earl Jones?
I think I would go James Earl Jones.
I think I would go Andrew Jones.
I would go Andrew Jones because, I mean, James Earl Jones is the voice of CNN. He's got some good roles. He's the voice of Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. I mean.
But those are voices. I
Moonlight
mean,
Graham.
Moonlight Graham, though. I mean, that Field of Dreams is a pretty significant movie.
It is. He was not the lead or anything.
Well, he had a pretty big role in it.
He was a blind man in Sandlot. He had a big dog.
Yeah, he did. Scary.
Still haven't seen that movie.
It's a good flick, man.
Sandlot's
good.
I need to.
Yeah, a lot of slobber in that movie.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, I'm gonna go James Earl Jones.
I'm gonna go Andrew Jones.
I'll go Andrew.
Third down.
John Cena, 47 years old today.
Cena Ward.
John Cena or John McEnroe?
John Cena or John McEnroe.
The only reason I bring this up, I mean, it seems like a landslide McEnroe, but Cena continues to get role after role in Hollywood now. We could bring Lunsford in because he's got a big background on wrestling. I don't know what Cena did at the wrestling level, though. I guess he was good.
He's one of the biggest wrestlers ever. I mean, this is easily Cena, and not even close.
McEnroe won like 9 majors,
he did,
I think.
And then,
hasn't he granted like the most Make-A-Wishes ever?
He's done the most Make-A-Wishes ever.
McEnroe or Cena?
Cena. McEnroe ever done one?
I don't know.
Look, I mean, Cena is just... Everybody's saying
if you stop 10 random people on the street, maybe one would know who McEnroe was. Yeah. All 10 would know who Cena was.
Well, I mean, that's a generational that is an age thing.
Yeah. Said, no, not
McEnroe
I didn't
say 10 in the 80s.
He said Cena, 10 people.
Cena now.
But, you know, McEnroe has remained a pretty big face in his sport for a very long time because of his work with ESPN.
Did John Cena... Did he do a little UFC, too, on his way out of wrestling?
No.
Never?
Yeah.
He also did a little Wipeout.
He did those Wipeout.
No, that was when Wipeout got bad, man.
What's your phone doing over there? Yeah. Somebody calling you? I'm going to go John Cena. That phone is it's going to be the death of you.
I mean, John McEnroe was the face of tennis for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, tennis was big. I mean, tennis was.
I would say this, though.
Be on a Mount Rushmore.
How many good acting roles has John Cena had, though?
Oh, he's like, just started. I mean, probably Suicide Squad is the best thing he's done.
Like, he was that bad boyfriend in that Amy Schumer movie,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, Trainwreck. Where he got
that movie was a train wreck.
He got naked with Amy Schumer. There were some funny parts in Trainwreck.
Yeah.
Bill Hader was good in Trainwreck.
But, you know, growing up, it was like you, as I remember it, you were either McEnroe or Connors if you watched any tennis growing up. And I was always a Connors guy. But I ended up liking McEnroe in his TV days as an analyst.
I thought he was really good as an analyst.
Yeah. J.A., I apologize for the phone ringing. I am not the guy who usually has his phone ringer on, but I have a new phone, and I can't get it to be silent.
Yes.
Like I did my other one. So
over in the chat, tennis is far larger now than when John McEnroe was around. I don't know. I mean,
well, not in America, because we don't have any good American players.
I remember watching Wimbledon on HBO, and I thought it was a big deal, and I watched a lot of it. I haven't watched.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if it's bigger internationally, because most of the great male
players... Wrestling
is
a lot bigger than tennis in general.
I would agree with that, yeah. It's going to get bigger numbers than any tennis, yeah.
Fourth down.
William Shakespeare would have been 460 today.
Oh, Billy Shakes.
That would have been quite the run, wouldn't it?
Yep.
But think about how relevant he is 460 years later.
Oh, still amazing.
That's true.
Let's do a game quickly. Let's guess who he's pairing him with.
Okay. Well, it's going to be tough. I mean, Billy Shakes is pretty big. I'm going to say better career, William Shakespeare or Tom Brady?
I'm going to say, William Shatner sounds like, but he's not going to do that.
This is too big. You're going to get past the Williams.
Britney Spears.
I'm going to say William Shakespeare or the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Well, that's a good one, though. I like
both from England.
I think we both had
Bill
a good one.
Bill Shakespeare or Bill Gates.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
That's a tough one.
Think about how much money Shakespeare would have made.
If he'd hung around for 460 years, or if he just would have set up a trust.
But I'm still going to say he wouldn't reach Gates' numbers anywhere close.
Oh, yeah, in 460 years.
Are you kidding me? Do you know how much Bill Gates is worth?
Yeah, but you think about how much material has been used from Shakespeare over 460 years.
Yeah, but Bill Gates' net worth, only $127 billion.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to go higher than that.
Apple's taking a little control of that. So you have Apple on the other hand.
I'm going to put it in reverse, Terry.
Do you know how many movies have taken a little bit of Shakespeare and turned it into their own screenplay?
I'm backing it up, Terry.
Stephen King, is he a bajillionaire?
No, that's a good point.
Everything he's written is turned into a series or a movie.
Now, if you'd gone Steve Jobs, I'd probably go Steve Jobs.
Yeah, but, you know, this is 460 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the planet will be here in 460 years, but you think we'll be talking about Bill Gates?
No, Chris says nobody will remember Gates in 100 years.
He's right about that. This is the argument I made about Babe Ruth and Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner will be forgotten in 100 years. We still talk about Babe Ruth 100 years later. Shakespeare, he'll stand the test of time till we end, basically.
Till we end, yeah.
Yeah, they're always going to teach kids about Bill Shakespeare.
Because everybody, even if you're not like a Shakespeare fan... everybody knows where he performed, right? Like, I bet you know from your University of Montevallo days.
Where Shakespeare, the Globe Theater.
There you go.
Wow. Where did that come from?
I know.
Where did that come from? How can I sit on it and pull it out of there at the same time?
You know, one of my favorite Shakespeare rock star is the Matt Foley. He goes, wow. We got Bill Shakespeare over here, Dad.
Actually, we've encouraged Ben to be a writer. Dad, won't you shut up your mouth?
Shut your pie hole.
Now, I honestly don't know anybody personally that has enjoyed the works of Shakespeare.
I could leave or take it. It has not affected my life one way or the other.
I like a little Romeo and Juliet.
Do you? You just like the Oak Ridge Boys song.
You know what? She was. What was funny is seeing how these guys rank on the birthday ranks. Cena is number one today. But Olivia Hussey, who was in the original Romeo and Juliet movie, who played Juliet, she was on one of the birthdays a couple of weeks ago. I think she's 77 now.
Wow. Yeah. How about that? Romeo and Juliet, who is the female couple that sang the song? They were a grunge band in the 90s, a duet.
Indigo Girls?
Indigo Girls. Yeah. That version of Romeo and Juliet was really... What was that again?
Closer to Five.
I love 90s music. That is Four Downs, brought to you by our friends at Slice.
Yeah, five great locations created by the late Jeff Bajaya. His legacy continued to be celebrated by his brothers, Jason and Chris. Get into one of those five locations today. Tell them the Next Round sent you. Enjoy a slice and a salad today. Local pizza, local ingredients.
Claire Danes is my number one Hollywood crush, and I can't explain it. It says J.A. Even after...
she's a crazy whore in Homeland.
Yeah, even after episode one in Homeland.
drag a rag.
It was a bath cloth, Jim.
Somehow Mark Zuckerberg is not worth more than Bill Gates.
Mrs. Gates is at 171. I don't know what Zuckerberg is worth now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so meta, right?
Lunsford says, Bill Gates, disappointing fifth richest person in the world. Brown, probably.
No, I thought it was more than 171 billion, didn't you?
Yeah.
I guarantee you, if William Shakespeare was still alive, he would be the richest person in the world.
He'd be out of ideas by now, though, so he wouldn't have written anything in a while. We'd be criticizing
him. Could just rewrite stuff. He could do sequels.
When's the last time Shakespeare?
What would the sequel to Romeo and Juliet be like? Do a prequel?
Romeo and Juliet and Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. It would be Brownie. It would be. Hey, did you see where Lunsford and his wife went down to the Romeo and Juliet ride down at Disney World?
So broken.
Terrible ending. Terrible.
It's the last time I got rid of anything.
Don't drink it. And it'd be like, God, he's just smelling it now. He's just cashing checks now.
Yeah,
just cashing
checks.
Yep. Well, he looked rough back then. What would he look like right now at 460?
This Macbeth, he's just cashing checks now. All right, New York Butcher Shop gets you ready for the weekend. We approach the top of the hour here. Tell us about New York Butcher.
I was actually in the New York Butcher Shop last night. I went to pick up, you guys are going to die. What do you think I ate again last night?
I think you ate that sandwich that you fell in love with.
My gosh.
I did.
That's like five straight meals.
No, it's I think three of the last 5 days I've had that sandwich. So anyway, it's Havarti cheese, some of the fresh bread from the New York Butcher Shop. We did strawberry preserve, mayonnaise, and fresh cut turkey.
Mmm.
And put a little butter. It is incredible. Leighton and Jack both loved it. Anyway, New York Butcher Shop, just a great place to stop in. Two locations, the original in Cahaba Heights, the location 119 in Greystone. Fine wines, desserts, just great meat. Rare quality, well-done service. Get in and see Jim and the guys, the New York Butcher Shop.
When we come back from TikTok, one of the great promposals that I've ever seen. It came across my TikTok feed this morning. Forrester will have it queued up for us when we come back on TNR.
Follow Rockstar on Twitter at RockstarBHM.
Hey, there's nothing worse than waking up to a plumbing problem. Don't get caught in a flooded house. Call the guys at Hemp Hill Services. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemp Hill are the only ones I trust to fix it and fix it right the first time. Hemp Hill Services does it right and always at a fair price. For all of your plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, trust the name that Birmingham has trusted since 1954. That is Hemp Hill Services. Call now, 205-229-2090. That's 205-229-2090.
The road to the Indy 500 runs through Birmingham, April 26th through 28th. The fastest IndyCar drivers in the world, Castroneves, Dixon, and Newgarden, will put their skills to the test with one goal in mind, victory. Witness country music superstar Riley Green as Grand Marshal give the most iconic command in racing.
Start your engine!
Medical Properties Trust presents the Children's of Alabama Indy Grand Prix, powered by Amherst, at the Barber Motorsports Park. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now.
Birmingham's favorite lawn party returns to Greystone for the Regent's Tradition May 8th through 12th. Watch the Legends of the Game at Greystone and check out the Celebrity Pro-Am featuring Charles Barkley, Nick Saban, Kalen DeBoer, Hugh Freeze, and country superstar Riley Green. Enjoy the fun in the sun at the White Claw Watering Hole and Casamigos Club. And don't miss the food trucks and the Friday concert featuring the Black Jacket Symphony. The Regent's Tradition. Buy your tickets today.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gym by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by AmFirst is back May 12th through 14th on Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. It is Bama's biggest in-water boat show with more than 100 boats and vehicles on display, vendors and food trucks, live music all weekend long, and it is free public admission. Don't forget the Friday night fireworks show, free Velcro Pygmies concert Saturday, free mimosas for Mom on Mother's Day Sunday. LoganMartinLakeFest.com for more info. It's the annual Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by AmFirst May 12th through 14th, LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
With you on the next round. For those of you concerned about my phone, it was a case issue that I had.
Oh, I'm super concerned. Thank God. Jeez.
I know. I've been
Rockstar, how many calls?
I've got Lunsford walking in. Do you need help with your phone? The chat room's talking about it. Brown wants me to pop my collar like I'm on some 80s sitcom.
No, not only struggling with his collar, so he's wearing the Roback, the new Roback.
Roback shirt, Roback.
Why do two? Yeah. Code TNR20 for 20% off initial purchase. I wore my my new, I wouldn't call that a sweater because it's so lightweight.
No, it's pullover is what I call it.
No, it's not a pullover. I don't, right, Lance, what do you call this Roback, this new shirt we got? It's like a sweatshirt.
Oh, it's crew neck.
Crew neck. Yeah.
So I've got
one on too.
Yeah, yeah. Lance wearing his. I wore mine to church Sunday, but I didn't wear a shirt under it. I just wore it with no shirt under it, which you guys make fun of me for doing.
Well, see, I'm going to play golf afterwards, and
he's doing his different. I've got a T-shirt. I wear T-shirts.
Yeah, I wore nothing under it. Well, see, Dunaway's struggling with his golf shirt collar though under it.
Right. Yeah,
and
I noticed that.
Me and Kelsey and EG told him he should just pop the collar.
Pop it like I'm
yeah,
in.
Just pop it.
What was that cocaine sniffing movie in the 80s?
Wall Street.
You know, battery's not included.
You know. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a million of them.
No, they pull up and they walk into a bar. Everybody's snorting coke. It's
Sophie's Choice.
No. Never mind.
E.T.?
No.
He's recalling movies is incredible.
It was part of me and Tyler at the same time.
Yeah, E.T., Tyler Jones is E.T.
They did not do cocaine in E.T.
No, it's a joke. That's the joke.
Okay.
Right. Laura says Lesson Zero. I can't find
Lesson Zero. Laura, thank you.
I can't find that movie anywhere. Wanted to introduce kids to it. Can't find it.
Because you guys can't find it
streaming anywhere.
You guys didn't live in the 80s, but we would pop our collars on our polo shirt for a brief period of time in the 80s.
Right.
I never popped my collar. Hazy Shade of Winter, though, from the Bangles, much better than the Beach Boys.
I like Hazy Shade of Winter.
That is a great song.
Lance, this is going to blow you away. You can watch it on the Roku channel, according to Google.
Oh, seriously?
Yes, you got to have a premium subscription.
I don't know if I've got a premium subscription.
Amazon Prime? Don't you have Prime?
I do.
Yeah, it says with a premium subscription, you watch it there, too.
We got to get to Bruce Feldman here, who is scheduled to be with us at 11. He's trending fine. In a horrible direction right now to get Bruce on at some point here.
Tell him we were arguing about William Shakespeare. That will really blow his mind.
Our show being brought to you by our friends at Urology Centers of Alabama, UCA. 16 locations around Alabama, so important to you to stay on top of your health needs. All you have to do is go online to UrologyCentersAlabama.com, UrologyCentersAlabama.com, or call that number 205-930-0920. 930-0920. Instantly, first thing you think of, prostate health. Prostate health, so important in your 30s, 40s, 50s. It can sneak up on you. Early detection, so important. But everything from prostate health to kidney stones and everything in between, Urology Centers of Alabama, 205-930-0920, or UrologyCentersAlabama.com. Forster's kids are still in prom age, and then we got one on the way to prom age. Our daughters have aged out of proms right now. Brown's got one that's heading towards there again.
Sure, get there eventually, yep.
In a brief period in time, it became an end thing. It started with just posters, and now it's how do you impress people it's really for social media, really. I mean, this girl was going to say yes regardless. But here's my favorite one to date. Here we go. Hit it, Forrester. This guy has a U-Haul. And it says, "Will you haul my ass to prom?"
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's laughing, but if somebody pulled up to get my daughter in there.
Yeah, Claire, will you haul my ass to prom?
I mean, it's a funny, I'll give him credit. That's funny.
I'd say, hey, I got some shit I need unloaded and dropped at the dump. That's still a thing. And if you want to take that, then we can discuss it. Yeah. And then I would say, I don't think so.
Dude's riding on top of that U-Haul, too.
That's handy. Well, you had two down the street to get Claire to say yes.
Yeah, he's got the sign upside down. Did you know? notice that? Clear is upside down at first.
Yeah.
Did you notice
that?
He
made the switch.
Was that intentional, you think?
He made the switch.
I mean, Clear did say yes. Very creative, but if you're going to go to that amount of time and effort, would you not get somebody that can write? It looks like I actually did the writing on the side of that.
Which is poor penmanship.
Well, I mean, she's probably a cheerleader, so she couldn't get the cheerleaders to do those great signs they do on Friday night. True. He probably had to do it.
It's going to be no surprise there.
Netflix is about to have their first ever live roast. It's going to be Tom Brady coming up in May here.
Who are the roasters? Do you know yet?
Kevin Hart is the host. I don't know who's roasting him. But they usually pre-tape their roast and edit it for... maximum comedy.
I'll tell you who's good on those is Jeff Ross. I don't know if you guys like it.
He's not good.
He's good on the roast, I think.
I don't think he's good on the roast. I think people love roasting him when he's on the roast.
The best roast joke of all time, the GOAT, the Hall of Fame roast joke of all time.
He just retired last week.
Was told by Blake Griffin.
Yep.
What did Blake say?
Oh, I can't read that. I don't know if I can recap.
No, it was about Bruce Jenner. So he's just talking about the Kardashian family.
That is the
that they've got a type.
Yeah, that was the funniest line I've ever seen on a roast. Yeah. And it was so well delivered by him.
That blonde hair girl who's on all the roasts, the comedian that cuts everybody
Nikki
to shreds,
Glaser?
Is really good. She told one, I don't remember it all, but it was like somehow Kate Hudson came up. And then Hudson River. And then he was like, Justin Hudson River is in New York. And then it was like... New York is a city in a state called New York to somebody else. And it was Shaq. New York's in the United States. And we're just making fun of how dumb everybody was. It was hilarious.
Patrice O'Neal was incredible.
Awesome. Yeah. Loved him.
And finally, getting ready for the draft. Georgia offensive tackle Amarius Mims. I was reading today at ESPN.com. Amarius Mims, wingspan. Is just a quarter of an inch less than Giannis of the NBA, the Greek Freak.
How tall is Mims? 6'5"?
I don't have his height. He's an offensive tackle out of Georgia. But his wingspan, his length of his arms to keep the defenders at bay.
That seems important.
He is a quarter inch different wingspan from Giannis.
He's got a little more opportunity to hold, too.
Yeah. massive human being.
Yeah, he's 6'8", 340.
Yeah, like that upside. All right, we'll talk about the draft, that transition from college to the NFL with Bruce Feldman coming up on the other side. Lake Fest is coming up. We want all of you to get a chance to go hang out at Lake Fest this year. It's the annual event that includes the Velcro Pygmies.
Yeah, there's going to be free music all weekend long, including that concert, the Velcro Pygmies. That is coming up. Lake Fest is May 10th through the 12th. Logan Martin and the Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by AM First. Free admission for the public. It's right there on Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. It's Bama's biggest in-water boat show. Over 100 boats, vehicles on display, vendors, food trucks, live music all weekend, including the Velcro Pygmies on Saturday night. Fireworks show on a Friday night. Free mimosas, Mother's Day on Sunday. For more information, LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
Follow Scott Forrester on Twitter at @ScottForresterTV.